It doesn't say I'm on online, so I'm just gonna...
You are on.
There we are. We're on. We're ready to roll. Hey, how about that thunderstorm last night? It was kind of cool. I was walking... Well, it was about this morning. I was walking through my house, and I was like, what is that light? Like, I was thinking it was like a light bulb was going out or mm-hmm. something. Lightning.
Really? What time was that at?
That was at about 4 or 5 when my dogs... Yeah,
that's when my dogs were a little antsy last night.
See?
Yep. I heard it this morning when I got up at 5:30, but...
Oh. Yeah, it was 5. I don't know. They get up twice a night, so...
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Good times. Well, good morning, everybody. Or if you're watching it later, good evening, afternoon, wherever you are. My name's Courtney Barstead Logan. This is Put a Fork in It, Grand Forks' is most sometimes talked about show in the Grand Cities. We got to see who's watching. I always ask people just give me a like or a comment or something like that just to let me know you're on here. Always love to know who's tuning in from here, there, or afar. Should pull up my little comments thing because once in a while we get some questions and I miss them, so I apologize. Get on my phone the right way. It's going to be one of those days. There it is. My name is Courtney Barstead Logan. I'm a realtor here in the Grand Cities with EXP Realty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once in a while we need that. Elizabeth Albin's watching from afar. I love that. You can find me on social media at Grand Cities Living. You can find episodes of Put a Fork in It on your favorite podcasting stream sites or on YouTube. And just find me on the socials. If you feel like you want to chat with my broker, please always feel free to reach out to her at nd.broker@exprealty.net. So, whew, all the good stuff, all the things out of the way. I am so excited to have Jasmine Wongen here. I said it right. Yay! With Safe Kids Grand Forks. I always worry I'm going to get my guest names wrong. They're just going to storm out of here. So always excited to have a guest. One of my favorite events is happening this weekend, and I'm super bummed I'm not going to be able to be here. But the Hands-On Learning Fair is happening with Safe Kids. So exciting. So wanted Jasmine to come in and talk about that, but also maybe we'll reel it back slightly and share just a little snippet about Safe Kids. I know we've had Karma on the show before, but just to give people an idea of what Safe Kids does in our community, and then we'll talk about the fun stuff with the Hands-On Learning Fair.
Sure. So Safe Kids Grand Forks is a nonprofit through All True Health System. They're our lead agency, and we deal with unintentional or preventable injuries. So of all the things that kids can be injured from or things that children can die from, unintentional injuries is the biggest part of that. If we look at all the different unintentional injuries, there's like 25 different ones easily. Motor vehicle crashes is the biggest cause of death and injuries in children. So a lot of times if people have heard of Safe Kids, it's for our car seat checks that we do. But there's a lot of different stuff that we cover. When kids get into the schools, we talk to them about bike safety. So wearing a helmet, pedestrian safety with crossing the streets, life jackets, tons of different things. But even as kids are younger, we'll talk about medication safety, button batteries, safe sleep. There's lots of different things that sometimes people aren't even aware of some of the dangers that are out there. It's kind of one of those you don't know what you don't know type things. And it's constantly changing. My oldest is 12 years old, and some of the things we talk about now weren't even a thing 12 years ago. So it's crazy how much it can change and will continue to change.
Yeah. Even from our own childhood, right?
Right. So, absolutely. Right,
like, can't do that anymore.
Right.
So, you know, Safe Kids, as an introduction, it's like, wow, that's like a deep thing. We're not the Mr. Yuck sticker anymore. We're not just there to do the brain on drugs videos and things like that for kids. And one of the things that I love about Safe Kids is they educate, but they do it in such a fun way for the kids, and you all have such a wonderful way of doing that, whether it's the Kids Don't Float event where they get to play and see the things, whether or not paying attention because it's fearful. And I love that about the Hands-On Learning Fair. So last year we went, and I think we could have stayed there for like 5 hours. It was
it was big
and it was packed, and don't let that scare you away, because there's it's constant movement, so you're you know, getting shuffled through. But share more about what you have going on and when it is.
So it's this Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2. We added an hour because people couldn't get through it, or you get people that come for that last hour and go, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to get through all of this. So come early, even though it's 4 hours. It'll be at the Purpur Arena, free of charge to get in. Before COVID, we actually used both arenas, the Purpur and the Gambucci, and it was huge. And yeah. we had trucks outside, and we decided we need to scale it back a little bit just so that people could get through everything and not as overwhelming. So we've got it down to just the one arena. From last year, we've done some changes in layout. So hopefully aisles aren't congested and people can get through better. And with the extra time, we're hoping that that helps also. But really, it's for anyone, grandparents, caregivers, parents, even if kids aren't born yet, those expected parents, through really age 10. There's going to be information at tons of different booths. We have about 40 of them. Some of those will be Safe Kids Run booths, and actually the College of Nursing students are going to be running all of our Safe Kids booths for us, which is awesome because at Safe Kids Grand Forks, we're actually a coalition. So while there's only a few of us in the office, every agency in Grand Forks is a part of Safe Kids and willing to share information. So it takes a ton of people to run this event, and we're super grateful for all the different volunteers and partners that we have for that. But you'll stop at different booths, and like our water safety booth, we'll have information to give to those caregivers to talk to them about what they should watch for water safety, knowing how to fit a life jacket properly, knowing when to replace life jackets. But then there's something for the kids to do at that booth also. So at that one, we'll have a ball pit filled with a bunch of balls, a little pool, and a pile of life jackets. And before you can get in that ball pit, you have to find the right life jacket that's going to fit you. So we try to make it educational and fun. There's be lots of other agencies there talking about different things that they have for services. There'll be a few people selling different things. There's a lady that comes with super cute blankets and things for babies. But all of them are going to have something to do an interactive. So even if you're maybe not interested in the information that they have, you can get down on the floor and play with your child and do some of those different interactive things. Cool Creations will be there. Yes. They'll have their snow cones.
Yes, bring some cash.
Yep.
Get some snow cones.
We'll have our life jackets and bike helmets and outlet covers, those types of things available for sale also. And we stock those, the life jackets and helmets, in that infant through adult size. So even if you don't have kids and you go, gosh, I need some life jackets for the lake, or I need a new bike helmet, we have those available at reduced costs. So it's a great price for anybody to come check out.
And just to have around, I know we have two helmets at our house because we can never keep track of them, right? But just to even have one, maybe at Grandma and Grandpa's house or whatever, you know, wherever they're going to get on. So some of the things we loved last year, because I had no idea what to expect. It was our first hands-on learning fair, and I was like, what is this? Like, it was so cool. So the firefighters had a simulated
fire extinguisher.
Yep. Kids loved that. Yep. They got to play with that. But then at the same time they're doing that, then the firefighters are talking to them about, you know, the safety. So while they're waiting in line, they're getting to meet them. Also that, like, stranger danger of someone in a uniform. They got to see them and interact with the law enforcement officers, the paramedics, firefighters. It was just so cool. And they came, you know, to their level. And so it was awesome. They love seeing that. The four-wheelers that were there, the side-by-sides and things like that, for the kids to climb on, but also to remind them, you know, like, these are big, you know, and we see that with my son too. It's like, where's your helmet? You're getting on there doing that. And the bike course, are you doing the bike course again this year?
Yes, the Optimus Club will be running our bike rodeo. So you don't need to bring your own bike. Okay. We'll have bikes there. We'll have helmets for the kids. And that's teaching them kind of the rules of the road, that we make a mini city on the street with stop signs and stoplights, and they need to know who has the right of way. And always a fun one.
It was great. Yeah. And I know for us, like, just getting into biking, having someone there that wasn't mom, helping them find a helmet, helping them find a bike that's their size is really nice. So if you have maybe a little one that's like, I don't want to ride a bike, or I'm not, you know, it's kind of nice. They see the other kids on there. He was able to get on, and then they go on the course, you know, kind of by themselves and learn that. So it was really, really fun to see that. I think we got his picture on one of the posters because he was having so much fun, but it was such a great time. Also a little friend of ours, Super Ken, is there. She's got her book about hearing loss, and so
she'll be there again.
She'll be there and having fun. And then did you have the Science Museum is going to be there? Yeah, so they've got their play area as well.
Yep, and then Brainy also is going to be there, which he's been with the Children's Center quite a bit lately.
That's awesome.
So, they'll be next to each other with a nice big corner of things to do. And they keep adding to everything that they have. Gosh. It's so exciting.
I know. It, honestly, and if anyone's been to some, they, 2 years ago had their kind of mock event. This reminded me a lot of that, because you had play, you had life song music, and, you know, one area, just different things for kids to look at and to do, but also that educational component. And the volunteers do an amazing job. So if you're like, oh, my kid might be like, you know, bored by that teacher, absolutely not. They think it's so cool. You get to like maybe play a game, get a little tchotchke. We don't have enough of those around the house, right? But get a little something, but then you learn at the same time, or a book or a coloring book, and they do just such a wonderful job. So yeah, it's so awesome. You all do an awesome job. I know this is kind of one of your babies.
This is my big event. And we get into our busy summer months of car seat checkup. So it's a crazy time right now, but it's just a way for us to give back to the community to have this event. AAA of North Dakota and Minnesota is our sponsor, which we couldn't do this event without that. And we don't want to have to charge admission. And so it's a great way to have that.
Good. Well, anybody come out, please. It's you know, even if you just have a bunch of kiddos in your neighborhood and you're like, gosh, I'd love to, you know, come out and see. But wonderful community event. It looks like it's gonna be a little bit cooler this weekend, so good time to
go to an indoor event.
Get some energy out and have the kids do something. Plus, you're also going to bring home a ton of stuff for them to do after. So we had like little workbooks and activities and things that we could do afterwards, because it might get a little overwhelming with the stations. And so we were able to come home, and then we went through, I think it was like the ATV safety book and the stuff, and you could color. So so obviously something that you can do. You could stop by for an hour, grab some stuff, and go home and do that later.
Everyone will get a bag when they enter the door. And so there'll be a few things in there, but then everything that you'll collect at those booths, whether it's the things the kids make or handouts, you can put in that bag. When you get to the end and you're ready to leave, there's a QR code to scan. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like, who you brought, and there'll be door prizes to draw for. So we'll have all those baskets out, and you'll get to pick one to draw for.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping, I need to put a little call and have my son go, even though I won't be here. So we're going to get him going, but can't wait to see that again this year. So you all have a lot of other things going on with Save Kids. Like you said, this is your busy time. Right. And so one of the other things is you have scan at the till at Hugo's.
So Hugo's is super awesome, and they offer for many different nonprofits scan at the till. So we get 2 weeks, which is happening right now. Through this Friday, I believe it is, where if you stop into Hugo's, you'll see there's a sign at each register if you want to donate $1 or $3, and they can scan that little barcode as many times for as much as you'd like to donate. And then Hugo's a lot of times matches what comes into that also, and all that money goes right back into our funding, whether it's we're providing free car seats for families, if we need new things for a booth so that we can provide education and keep those booths fresh. It's a great opportunity. So it's not just the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Hugo's. It's a lot of the regional ones also that are offering that scan at the till for us.
Awesome. Yeah. And you guys are, you go a little bit of everywhere. So
it's, we have about a 2 hour radius.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So up to Roseau and Langdon and down to Fergus Falls. I'll be there in a couple weeks. And Bemidji, we spend a lot of time and all over.
Okay. So, and scan at the till, I know you get asked for a lot of those things when you're at the till. That kind of stuff supports, like you said, the programming. But if you go to the event this weekend and you're like, wow, this is really cool, what a great way to give back. Or if you want to donate, please do. Please do to that. And then it is car seat buyback time at Target.
Yeah. So Target has their trade-in event through the 27th. It's just started earlier this week. So you can stop into any Target, drop off your expired, in a crash, damaged, dirty, just done using it car seat. They'll have a big bin right by the front door. You scan their little QR code in your Target Circle app, and you'll get 20% off two new baby items. So whether you need a new car seat or a stroller or height chair, there's kind of a list of things that you can use for that. So
I thought that it was just the car seat.
No, you can use it for other big items too, and two of them, even if you only bring one car seat.
Okay.
And that coupon is good past next week when they're accepting them too. I don't know the exact date on it, but we always encourage people, when you're done with a car seat, don't just set it up on the curb for cleanup week. Our local recycling company can't take that type of plastic, so it's awesome that Target offers this. But if you set it out during cleanup week, or just, you know, throw it in a dumpster, there's people that can't always afford a car seat and might not realize why that car seat is out on the curb, that maybe it's broken or shouldn't be used, expired, whatever it is. And at Safe Kids, we have resources that we can get them a brand new car seat at no cost. So we encourage people, bring them to this Target event. It's only once a year, so if you don't want to hang on to that car seat for that long, you can always drop them off at our office in East Grand Forks anytime. We'll be filling a trailer with them in the next couple days before we load up all our stuff for hands-on learning fair. Yep, we tell them we're coming, and we come to the back door, and we usually fill about four of their big tubs. And sometimes we can use those car seats if they're still in good shape. We do a lot of demo car seats for our car seat techs, training them on new seats. And some of those we have to buy brand new. and then they sit on a shelf and get dusty. So if there's a car seat that we can use for training, we're not going to put a child in it, but sometimes we'll use them for that also. So we always encourage people, bring them to our office. We'll either recycle them or put them to use for demo like that. Or, you know, if you can't get to our office or just don't have the time, whatever it is, if you're going to throw that car seat away, cut the straps, take it apart, make sure that it's really unusable mm-hmm. before it goes to that garbage can.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to put a shameless plug in because speaking of car seats, so this is one of the things that I lean on Safe Kids for a lot, you know, once or twice a year. So I do the car seat checkup whenever you're training new techs. So yep. I believe that I usually come in the spring. It's usually around, you know, right after my son's birthday. And for whatever reason, you know, we all have as caregivers and, you know, I can just say as a mom, all these things going on, right? They don't come with manuals, these kids, right? So I lean on the folks that have all the information, and I do come to the car seat checkup once a year, sometimes twice, and with my information of how much my son weighs, how high his height, and then they help me do that. And I think it's so important because instead of people saying like, well, I think you're this age, let's just, you know, change it. Mm-hmm. There's so much, these car seats are just so, it's intricate. So,
well, and we see about 4 out of 5 are used incorrectly in some way. And it's not just one or two things that we can, you know, put out a advertisement that makes sure you're doing this because there is so much. And every car seat is different.
Yes.
So while one car seat might say you can do something, the other one's going to have different rules. And and kids grow and they change and there's adjustments to make to those seats. And it's wild.
It's absolutely, they'll say, did you put it here? And then when he does this, and I'm like, I'm just going to come back for my yearly appointment. But doing that, and I always joke, they take the car seat out and they'll examine it for you and they'll kind of do their training with it. But then I can vacuum the seat and get the Cheez-Its out of there. But do that, bring it in, and you have those going on all the time for the car seat checkups, probably quicker than the ones I go to because it's a training one, but very quick. A lot of times at Rydell here, go in and get that checked. And I know even my husband was saying the other day, like, well, we can put him in a booster. And I was like, he's staying in the 5-point harness. We're good. You know, like, he doesn't mind it. I'm okay with it. You know, we're just going to keep him there. But just the information that you all share is nice because we don't know what we don't know with that. So I highly recommend people go. It takes, you know, a hot second to go into one of the checkups.
Yep, usually about 15 minutes.
Great.
We have really complicated situations that come sometimes that we're trying to fit 3 car seats across in a small car. And so those sometimes take some trial and error to figure out. But usually about 15 minutes, and we'll help you make any adjustments that are needed at the time and then kind of teach you what are the next steps and what to watch for. And we get caregivers that read their instruction manual from cover to cover and they're certain they have it in right and just want it double checked.
Yeah.
And so we love those too. We love the ones that come with the car seat brand new in the box and say, I have no idea what to do with this. We love them all.
Amen. Let's all do that. So there's just something about those cars. It's just, it's like a foreign language to me when I open my car seat manual. So definitely appreciate all that you do for the community. And we love all of the events, all of the resources. You can go on to safekidsgf.com, right? Okay. Yep. And you can access all the information that they have available. So it could be 3 a.m. and you're like thinking about something. You can go on there. You can give them a call during business hours. Or I highly recommend that you stop by one of their events that they have going on throughout the community and get to know the staff that's there. Bring the kiddos or nice to send. I always think send grandma and grandpa there too because they're like, why can't I take them for, you know, for ice cream in their booster chair?
Right. So it's just down the street.
Just down the street. I know. Yeah. So we did it as a kid. It's fine. So have them come in and meet as well. So anything else on the horizon while you're here?
Oh gosh, what is it on the horizon?
We
have our big Kids Don't Float water safety event coming up in 2 weeks. That's 3.5 days. We have 2-hour sessions where we bus in kids from all over Grand Forks, surrounding communities. I think it's like 800 kids. We end up training in elementary schools about water safety. Right now, my coworker is doing a lot of safety on wheels at regional schools, so talking to kids about bike safety and then doing helmet sales in those schools. Summer will be lots of car seat checkup events in those regional communities. So if you don't make it to Grand Forks for our events, check out on our website. It's the calendar of events. A lot of the different communities are listed there, or call our office. Some of them we're still in the works of planning, or maybe you're not even on our radar to come to, and you can help us figure out where's a good spot and help us recruit some people to come to that we're always looking for new locations to do those car seat checkups. And we have a virtual option too. If you're just kind of in the middle of nowhere, or even you're not in our service area and you don't have a car seat tech, call us and say, I have some questions, I need some help. We can figure out doing a video call to help you with that car seat too.
Perfect. Also, last week we got Hopeful Beginnings. We got some chalk in our little mailbox for driveway safety.
Yep. Yeah. So children being backed over, we don't hear about it a lot here, but it is actually a common thing in the United States. And that's why backup cameras are now required. There's a family that really pushed for it that lost a child to being backed over. So we always tell people, go around your vehicle. Even in a parking lot, you know, make sure that you're looking behind it before you hop in and back up. So that piece of chalk, it's just something for us to give out to people, chalk for the child, but then there's information in there about always looking around that vehicle to make sure that you don't have somebody behind you.
You are a small but mighty team. I mean, there are five of you in that force?
There's three full-time right now.
Oh, my gosh.
We have some part-time people that help with a lot of events, and we're hiring right now.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to come join us.
Okay. Yes. Safe Kids Grand Forks, hiring people. Get in there. I just, it amazes me with all of the events that you have going on. And then, like I said, last week we saw the chalk in there. I'm like, where do they find the time? And they're always in a classroom or something. So y'all never sleep. It's just.
Well, and our volunteers, our coalition. We can't do it without all of them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being here. I know it's a crazy week, so really appreciate it. But Saturday at Purper Arena from 10 to 2, please go check it out if you've never been there before, or if you're a returner, make sure you get there bright and early and check that one out. And if you have any questions, you want to get in touch with Jasmine or anyone at Safe Kids, feel free to find them online, or you can message me. I've got the direct line to them anytime. So. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure with everything you do today, you put a fork in it.